It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. That was the theme song from Chiller Theater. For over 20 years, the local show Chiller Theater was a television institution for Pittsburghers. Running from 1963 to 1984 on Channel 11, Chiller Theater was a late-night movie program for most of its run that showed a double feature of classic horror films throughout cinema history. It was appointment viewing in the pre-cable age, and kids would beg their parents to let them stay up and watch it. But what really made the show a success was its host, legendary broadcast personality Bill Chilly Billy Cardill. In between films and at random times during the films, breaks were taken for skits like Chilly Billy's Sillies and Terminal Stare and Mr. Magnificent and the pretend Pittsburgh subway system, all products of the fertile imagination of Mr. Cardill, who was also cast in the supporting role in the original Night of the Living Dead, solidifying his fame as a horror personality. And he joins us now in Studio A. Bill Cardill, it's an honor to have you. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Enjoy your operation here. Fantastic. And we were just listening. My daughter, Lori, who stars in Day of the Dead, was listening to you this week when I called and said, guess what? We're going to be on Paul's show. And she says, I'm listening to him right now.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, also with us is Bill's daughter, Lori Cardill, who followed in her father's footsteps as an actor, most prominently as the star of George Romero's 1985 film Day of the Dead. Lori Cardill, happy Halloween. Welcome to you as well.
Same to you, Paul. I am a big fan of WESA. I do listen to you a lot.
Well, thank you. It's an honor. I'm flattered. Thank you for sharing that. If you have a comment or question, you can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. Email is ESSPGH at WESA.FM. On Twitter at ESSPGH, hashtag EP Live. There's so many different places to begin. I guess when it comes to Channel 11, you were the man, Bill. A lot of people know you for Chiller Theater, know you for Night of the Living Dead, but may not remember all of the things that you did as a broadcaster, especially in those early days, hosting studio wrestling, the booth announcer, the voice of the station, hosting movies like The Big Show in the afternoon, the sports play-by-play, wrestling. You did it all. And when you signed on the station in 1957, how did that come about that you ended up being one of the original employees of this NBC affiliate in Pittsburgh?
Well, I was doing a show in Erie, and out of New York, a big agency would send in the big executives to watch one of the three stations in Pennsylvania in Erie. And the young guy's name was Rob Rogers, and hit it off with him, and also the other person eventually ended up in charge of the agency in New York. And when they called me and said, listen, because I had met them twice, they come up and watch the show, I made a kinescope for Atlantic Weather. I was one of the first three Atlantic weathermen, and I made a kinescope, and they were going to go from Maine to Florida, and they used my kinescope. I liked variety. There was a man named Sam Francis from WQED, producer, director, controller, and he asked me to do basketball, football, sports. But our station management, they were great with QED, and they gave me permission. Anything I did, I had to have permission. And I enjoyed those years at WQED. I also like variety. I did stock car racing. I did the news. I did the weather. I did the sports. And I'm glad I stayed in Pittsburgh. I had a lot of opportunities, but here are great.
But what kept you here?
The people and the job. I like variety. I was offered a job up in Buffalo when they first went on, and they said, you can announce or direct. I says, no, I do both. I write my own material, I do direct. No, you can do through one, et cetera, et cetera. So that kept me away. I had some offers to go east. I got a call one time from Detroit to do a warm-up or a wrap-up, both, for the Detroit Tigers. Rogers called me one time and asked me to go to Boston, where you were educated, and I was like 25. He said, we want you to direct the Boston Red Sox. But I had just gotten married. So I just didn't – I liked Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, the people were nice. I almost came close to leaving. I came here and signed on the station September 1st, 1957. But the reason – oh, wait a minute. Is it 57 or 55?
I think it was 57, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Lori's saying yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was 57, yeah. Dad.
Well, you know, as you get older, you get mixed up with the numbers.
That makes
sense
because I was born in 54, and we came to Pittsburgh when I was three.
Yeah.
You know, in the early days of television, there was so much local programming. And,
right,
and that
great.
Gave you the opportunity. You said you talk about liking variety. It gave you the opportunity, or any broadcaster who had some talent, and of course you obviously had a lot of it because you could do a lot of things, and you had the opportunity
right.
because there was so much time for local programming. Do you miss that about television today?
Oh, sure. I missed it 20 years ago, although I did I just retired in 96 from TV, but I also did radio for 20 years after that at WJAS. However, I just had a great life, and my family was pretty well entrenched here, and Night of the Living Dead, that movie was started from Chiller Theater, George Romero and the boys at Carnegie Mellon. He told me a story. On Saturday night, it was watch Chiller and have a few beers. They were watching Vincent Price in The Last Man on Earth, and they said, we can do it better than they are. And that's how Night of the Living Dead
that's
came
how
about.
George Romero decided to make a movie, his first movie?
Right. And George and Laurie were just together about 2 weeks ago.
Right. They had a dedication of the chapel where they shot Night of the Living Dead in Evans City. And there was a big event that Gary Striner put on, and they raised money to fix the chapel where the movie was made in the cemetery. And there was a show, and my father was there for a day and signing autographs, and George was there for a day. And it was great. Like old home week. Wonderful. Wonderful to see
George. He's a wonderful guy, George. Mm-hmm. Laurie knows him better. She was in an off-Broadway play, being an actress, and starred on Edge of Night, et cetera. And he starred the play. I went to watch it, Laurie.
It was called Reckless by Craig Lucas. He's a great American playwright now, but at those days we were creating
right.
that play. And the character that I played was on stage the whole time and just drove the play, and it was a comedy, it was a tragedy. And George
great.
Came to me after, he says, I'd like you to play this character I'm writing. I think that he knew I could carry it, and that's how it came about that I got Day of the Dead. But, of course, my father was in the original, so you know how that goes.
Right. Well, George Romero was a fan of yours.
Oh, yes.
So
Lori, tell him about when we were in New York for the autograph.
I
was shocked. Remember?
Oh, no. This is when they did Land of the Dead here, and Tarantino is in the audience.
Oh,
and,
this one.
And Robert Rodriguez was there, and Simon Pegg, and George got up and said, I owe everything to Chili Billy, Bill Cardill. He said,
wow.
I hold him responsible for my career. And being my dad's daughter, of course, I was so proud of him. I still am.
Well, I remember seeing the movie as a kid, and Bill, you were the one person we recognized because
right.
there wasn't like – it wasn't as though there was a budget to bring in big stars.
Oh,
these
no
were no-name actors.
No pay at all as a favor. But, you know, with Night of the Living Dead – I introduced it on Chiller Theater. I had them appear. We've done shows over the years, too, on Chiller Theater. But it was a great experience. Enjoyed it. And I got mail from all over the world.
Oh,
I'm telling you,
it's a world famous movie.
All the servicemen overseas.
You still do.
All the teachers. I still get mail. Mm-hmm. It was a great experience, which I didn't expect, you know. And I've done several movies and... But I was very fortunate. God, I always carry my guardian angel with me, and I believe in fate. And my fate has been great, and I thank God. And the people of Pittsburgh. I have received a lot of accolades. The one I shared with my dad, because it's hard to talk. We did an act together, Bill Jr., Bill Sr. on stage and that. But when I was inducted into the Pennsylvania Hall of Fame as a broadcaster, at that time, the first three and only three at the time, Bill Burns, Paul Long, and myself.
So, three legendary broadcasters in this area.
Yeah, and I share that with my dad. And I got another honor from AFTRA. And my dad died several weeks after that, so I'm glad I got to tell him.
Talking with Bill Cardill, the legendary broadcaster, actor, and his daughter Lori. Of course, Bill known best for hosting Chiller Theater. I was going to ask you how you got into showbiz, so it sounds like it was your dad that first got you up on stage, huh?
Right. You know, first stage act, I was thinking the other day, when I went on the stage the first time with my dad, there's a couple of thousand in the audience. He said, "Billy, if you can't sing good, sing loud." Well, that's been my motto. They had the National Boy Scouts here. My dad was with me, and I'm driving out somewhere around McKeesport. And I said, "Dad, I mean, they don't know. They're from all over." He said, "Sing a couple of songs." I said, "Are you kidding?" Well, I went up, and I sang a couple of songs because my dad encouraged me. Now, this is when I'm about 30 years old. And it went over very well, but I learned, you know,
You like to sing. I mean, do sing on you always sang the closing of Chiller Theater, which we're going to hear before we wrap this up.
Great.
We have a Tom on the north side who wanted to join the conversation calling in. Tom, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. You're on with Bill Cardill and Lori Cardill.
Hi, Paul, and hi, Lori, and hi, Bill. I wanted to thank you, Bill, in particular. I grew up with Chiller Theater. And I wanted to thank you for all the great memories and all the great entertainment that you gave me in Pittsburgh, and also for starting me in a lifelong interest in with Bela Lugosi in particular. And I wanted to ask you, number one, what is the theme from Chiller Theater? I've always wondered what that was. And number two, the story behind the naming of Georgette the Fudge Maker.
Well, Georgette the Fudge Maker, we had Norman the Castle Keeper. And for about 6 months, he says he's out back milking the cows. He's doing this. He's outside, you know. So when an opportunity arrived to get him and talk about coming in with the goats, I decided to get Georgette. And she was Miss Pennsylvania. And for the younger guys, I got her. And put her on, and that's how that came about.
You wanted some eye candy,
right,
as they call it.
Yeah, well, like Terminal Stare, every man liked her. She never talked, and she couldn't break up. I'll tell you, where all the appearances.
She could stare, though.
No, she could stare.
Donna.
I got the name Terminal Stare from a letter. A letter was sent to me, and they said, I was driving in the parkway, and there's a terminal building, and I thought of Chiller Theater. Well, that's when I saw Terminal, I said, uh-oh, Terminal Stare. And I came up with Georgette, also.
You wrote
Joyce.
All of these skits. You were a prolific writer, and you know, I mentioned your fertile imagination. I mean, just the idea that you thought of all these, the skits ended up being more interesting than the movies.
Well, we had a lot of the Hollywood stars. They'd come in, NBC stars. They would come in and I remember Barry Sullivan. We did a thing, and well, I just too not enough time. A lot of stories. And Lori, I do want to say this. I'm really proud of her, Carnegie Mellon graduate in drama, and my granddaughter Katie is in New York, coming home today for her birthday, and she's in theater. But Lori won two awards for Day of the Dead in that genre. France and Spain?
The Cinema du Fantastique and the Sitge Film Festival in Barcelona. I did win Best Actress Award.
You really had a chance to step in and be a part of this, of the franchise. I mean, it started out as this, what seemed like it was going to be a one-off movie, and then, of course, it became this money-making franchise, and you were the star, featured prominently in Day of the Dead. Talk about that experience for you, and knowing that it was your father who helped start it all off.
Oh, well, I've always been proud of my dad, and I was never a fan of the genre. I used to be afraid to watch my dad's show. I would have him on because I would be kissing with my boyfriend in high school, and I'd say, "Okay, dad's coming home now. We gotta," because my mother was fast asleep. I said, "We gotta get off the couch. Go ahead." Anyway,
you knew when Frankenstein was coming to an end that dad's gonna be home soon. I better break it up.
But I never understood why people like to be afraid. I've come to love the genre and appreciate it, and shooting Day of the Dead was a great experience. I mean, wonderful.
I remember watching Chiller Theater at home alone on a Saturday night, like some kids. And if it hadn't been for you, Bill, kind of coming on you weren't the scary host. You were the guy that was like, "It's okay, I'm here." You were our TV buddy that kind of held our hand through the scary parts of the movies. We have so many people that want to join the conversation. Jimmy Joe in Rylesville. If I got that right, Jimmy Joe.
You got it right. And Bill Caldera, I want to thank you. You used to come to the Brownsville Drive-In Theater for Halloween.
You
were great, Bill. My mom's passed away, but she loved you so much. You signed her a picture with Terminal Stare, the little midget, and Fudge Maker. We loved you here, Bill. We missed you. Thanks for the memories. And just one question. How did you find that Pittsburgh subway skitting? I'll get off the air. Happy Halloween, Bill Caldera.
Okay, thank you. You know when Governor Thornburg dedicated the Pittsburgh Steelers, he said, one of the cameramen was there, he said, "You shouldn't have me cutting the ribbon. Chili Billy invented the subway years ago."
Oh, wow.
I tell you, that was something.
Those are brilliant.
I dreamed a subway, and I said, "I think I'll start doing that." But when I first started the show, there was a fellow named Bob Willis. He was our promotion manager, wonderful guy. And I was doing 20 hours a week live and going to Philadelphia during the national wrestling show. I was really busy. And Bob, he worked on Chiller with me, and he would write ideas. I mean, he would write the word of the week or something like that. But he would put that stuff on paper. But when I worked with my cast and all of that and myself, I'm an ad libber. And I had lived, but I planned and I would write things, and I'm with the subway. One time, one fellow put an ad in the paper, "Attention, Pittsburgh subway guys, we're going to go to the game. Meet me under the clock at Kaufman's at 12 noon on Wednesday." You know, a couple of people showed up.
Well, I remember the premise for the skit, for folks who don't, is that you were on this imaginary subway, which of course did not exist in Pittsburgh, and people would just come through, and there's no way you could have scripted the interviews that you're doing with these people, and you never know who was going to show up.
And I never knew what I was going to say or ask.
Didn't Vincent Price show up on one of those?
Oh, Vincent Price came in, and you know, I was with his daughter. She wrote a book about Vincent. Vincent was wonderful. He came in. I did the Money movie with him, and I taped him for Chiller with the sound, like he would introduce Mysteries Beyond or anything. He was great to work with. And I reminded, when I went over, she said to me, she says, "I know all about you." I don't know how, but I said, "Well, nice seeing you." We were signing autographs, she and myself. And she said, I said, "Listen, I had your dad on my show, and he was just great. He was the only person that asked me, and I had a lot of stars. He was on the Money movie first, and he says, 'What should I call you, Bill or Chili?'" I said, "Mr. Price, you can call me anything you want." And he gave me a big, he was in for Sears, he gave me a big book with recipes, and he signed it to me. But he was so generous.
And he might have been one of the few people that was not only in one of the skits, but in the movies as well. Let's go to Sheila in Sewickley. Sheila, you're on with Bill Cardill and Lori Cardill.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Sheila Wise.
Oh, Sheila.
Our former neighbor.
Billy Billy gave me my first job at Chili Billy Travel. And we had a great time. But listen, I was thinking, Lori, can't we bring back Chiller Theater? Honestly,
I wish we could.
TV on Saturday night, it would be so fun.
Yeah, I
it
would.
So
I
fun. Agree. Those old crazy reruns of those Japanese shows.
Sheila, remember my wife coming in and playing the mouth organ for everybody, and everybody
Absolutely.
Got a mouth organ, and you
Absolutely.
Start playing too.
Well, Sheila, to answer your question, I think it would be up to Dad if
well,
he wants
know what?
To, that, you know,
that
to do it.
TV
again.
Isn't the way I remember it. It was news, sports, and weather. That's about it. There's no creativity. It's just a different story. And I would if I had an opportunity. I would do it again, perhaps, because the graphics are wonderful. I had great management over the years, great, and a great group on the crew. I remembered doing a thing with the Kobasi kid, and I turned him upside down in his safe, and I put an apple in his mouth. And when I opened the safe, there he was upside down, but he didn't know I had some cream, and I sprayed him on it. Things like that. And then the stars would sign in on a sheet of paper or on a flat. But the crew was right there for me all the time.
You
could
see a lot of
this. And you would interact with the crew, too, and you could hear them laughing in the background. Let's get Bob from Shaler in. Okay. This will be a nice last call to take. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Say hi to Bill and Lori Cardill here.
Hi. How are you, Lori? And hi Bill.
Hi.
I just wanted to call. I was born in 1958, so I've literally known you all of my life. Chili Billy. I used to stay up and watch your shows, anything from the wrestling to Chiller Theater. But I just wanted to make a comment, basically, and that is that over the years, I've seen that these are listening to the radio shows where they'd have the wacky guys on, and they'd have even Howard Stern today. And each time I'd always say, hey, that's just Chili Billy. They're just reformatting. So you were far ahead of your time. And I want to let you know that we in Pittsburgh, where I am initially from, on the north side, we appreciate, we love you, and we're always going to remember you. You're Chili Billy. You're a star here.
Thank you very much, Bob.
I'm so proud of my dad. I hear these stories every day, and it makes me so happy. But I want to tell everybody that if you go to chillertheatermemories.com. You can see a lot of these tapes and of my father in the day. And also, there's also a page on Facebook, which is a tribute to Chili Billy. So go on and
that's new too.
Tell your
I
stories too.
That's great. Well, you know, it's something that was a part of the lives of so many of us growing up in Pittsburgh. And Bill, we could do another hour with you, and hopefully we can have you come back, please.
Sure.
But it has been such a pleasure visiting with you today on Halloween, the legendary Bill Cardill, star of stage and screen and radio.
And it's trick or treat night.
And what you see is what you get with my dad. He's a great man.
And Lori Cardill, lovely meeting you
nice
as well,
you
Bill's daughter.
I'm a fan of yours.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you for that, Lori. Happy Halloween, everybody. And we're going to go out with Bill's closing song from Chiller Theater. Happy Halloween. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend, everyone.
And you will see.